WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have a scant 20 minutes to spend together, so I hope you'll give me a call. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. We can entertain each other. And, of course, vote on your guilty pleasures. Yeah, the polls, I can already see a top 10 shaping up, truth be known. And this was your request after we did the world's worst hit records this year. It happens every few years. We get a lot of people who say, well, let's do the ones that we love that we're embarrassed to admit. And invariably, some of them wind up on the world's worst hit records as well. There's a certain amount of commonality, but some separate things as well. And, yeah, I told you my number one was, of course, Alice in Wonderland by Neil Sedaka. Just love it. But I've got many others, you know, records that I normally would go to my grave not admitting to liking. But, you know, before Christmas comes, maybe you'll hear a few of those. In the meantime, we will be live on Christmas night, and Steve Bryant's going to join me, and we're going to count down your top 10 guilty pleasures. So the votes are coming in. Now, last night, I forgot to turn off my mic. I didn't realize it, and I coughed over a record intro. And thank you to those of you who were concerned. Julie, Sheila, Charlie, all wrote. Very concerned. All right, here is the deal. The cough has been with me for over 60 years. It's nothing new, and it's LPR. And that is a form of reflux. It's a throat reflux, laryngopharyngeal reflux. In any event, I'm a bad girl. I don't eat the right things, and I don't eat them at the right time. And so, consequently, I'll cough like I'm going to die. But no, I'll cough like they used to sound in those anti-smoking commercials. But no, I'm not. We're all dying. Me too. But I'm not going any more quickly than anyone else. But thanks tremendously for your concern. And for those of you who wrote with cough cures, the only problem is it has nothing to do with coughing and everything to do with what I'm eating. And, you know, between pancreatitis and esophagitis, yeah, I got it all. All right. So that's right. I'm your one-stop shopping place for these things. Anyhow, I'll be fine. Trust me. But I am touched that a number of you cared. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And you can vote on the world's worst hits. We are going to play some Spaniels records, one of them anyway, because Danny in Chicago requested that last night. And that pretty much will be a wrap. Now, if all else fails, we are going to talk to James. We're going to talk to Chuck. But I do have slime from the checkout line. That's right. The tabloids are here. And Scientology's darkest secrets exposed. Once again, someone defected, and they're talking about what goes on behind closed doors, so to speak. But I'm still wondering whatever happened to Shelley Miscavige. All right, and if you've been following the following the saga of Scientology, you'll know what I mean. But anyway, we might get into that and a number of other things as well. A Trump battling dementia. Let's see. We have. Epstein's madam, that would be Maxwell, cheating death in prison hit. Well, it wasn't exactly, but nonetheless, all that and more. But I'll tell you, I would have no links. Well, that's not true. I'd have wonderful links from Carol, who does the world's best show prep, and I would have, you know, plenty of musical knowledge to talk to you from now till the end of time. But James sends a few hundred links a night. I'm not making that up, literally. And some of these stories are just absolutely spellbinding. And then others are political that, you know, we're not going to discuss on this show, of course. But one of the ones that I guess I wouldn't say it's political, but clearly the kid had insight. An 11-year-old who faked a school shooting report because he wanted to go home early. Yeah. So inventive. All right. And a number of other things as well, including a guy who had a $2 million winning lottery ticket in his truck for 4 months. So with all that in mind, we'll see what James had as far as favorite stories that he came up with. So of all that you sent me this week, what were your favorites?
Okay. I would have to say, okay, there's, of course, the one with about the 1.2 million lottery thing, that's one of them. Mm-hmm. Where, okay, missing in action, is it, okay, usually these things, okay, they find, oh, I put it in the back of my drawer. Although there was one story where apparently the person had cashed, and the clerk, as his customary, tore the ticket up.
Oh, jeez. Oh, geez. Yeah, don't tear the tickets up. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you, as far as it paints a picture, the headline that really got me where I thought, man, this is one for film at 11. Wouldn't I love that? Neighbor uses leaf blower to stop stabbing of woman.
Okay. I got to say, hey, okay, who needs a sword when you get...
Well, right. Well, see, the interesting thing is, you're right. What he did was he beat the assailant with the leaf blower. But see, I thought he was going to use the leaf blower for the purpose intended, that he was going to blow the guy out of the block, so to speak. But apparently, no. The neighbor was being stabbed, and he ran out into his driveway, pursued the attacker, and hit him above the head with the leaf blower. But it would have been even funnier if he turned it on.
Now, of course, maybe it wouldn't have probably blown him far enough, who knows, but
it would have made for a good video.
He could have said, and it could have been done to the music, come fly with me.
God help us. Yeah, so there were a number of stories of that nature, and you got a lot of them, and I don't know where you find them all, but they're all one after the other just spellbinding.
Yeah, there's a couple ones where you, okay, apparently the Virginia one is the one where the kid who shot, is the one that just keeps on giving. That's just another story. Okay, apparently, haven't completely done with that particular case. Although, here's the thing, if you ever want somebody who will probably point to that and say, that's why I'm not getting the teaching.
Well, I guess there is that. Now, there were many stories about Eminem dying. I couldn't even make heads or tails of that. Is he dead or not?
I don't think he is. I mean, but it seemed to me like that's the problem with all this is like, okay, it's almost as if, okay, let's make, okay, the news day is slow. Let's make up a story.
Yeah, well, yeah, clearly I think that's the case too. But what was interesting is how many came across at the same time. So I think they could be a little more original in that, but why not? And then, of course, if you don't have anything to fear late at night, one study has confirmed that there is a connection between Alzheimer's and nose picking. Now, I mean, fess up, is there anybody who hasn't at least at some point engaged? I would think if that were actually a true study that we'd all be without brains.
Okay. And then, of course, we could play that, as I think John Landek did to certain things, okay, men without hats.
You can't
have that sort of. Yeah, we won't go there.
And then we have Warren Buffett selling $28.7 billion of stock, and a lot of people making a lot out of that. But excuse me, how old is Warren Buffett? Isn't it about maybe time? But who knows? So
yeah, I guess he figures, hey, as long as I got the time, I can do this.
And then, of course, a week would not be complete without Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce stories.
Oh, yeah. And, apparently, somebody, a close confidant of Kanye basically said that Kanye was supposedly was not trying to actually go so much against Taylor Swift. That wasn't particularly his intent. It was that he thought that Beyonce was the one who should have had won the award. He wasn't like saying he was against her.
We had a number of Walmart stories as well, people behaving badly, including a Georgia mother charged with attacking a shopper who said her children were too loud.
Yeah.
So it's good they have entertainment in the aisles. That's something to be said. You get a floor show every time you go in.
Then, of course, one thing that I found the few times I do go into Walmart is that I avoid the self shop. I just say, pay, if they're going to try to say, oh, you forgot to pay for something.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. And I just basically say, I'm only getting a couple of things. There's no way I'm going to forget to pay for something. I certainly wouldn't even want to think about that. Because this one particular Walmart near me, I have a call. Okay, three young ladies got themselves arrested. And what you will not want to guess for what they got arrested for shoplifting for.
I don't even want to know. I'm afraid to ask.
Okay, a three-pack of underwear.
It's not nearly as bad as it could be. Then we got murder of the week. And you know what's in the headline when it says, 5-year-old disemboweled, parents murdered. Person of interest says he did something bad. That may be the understatement of the decade. But apparently, the 19-year-old son of one of the victims was babysitting his younger brother before the child, his own father, and the boy's mother were all killed with a knife and a kitchen pot. I want film at 11 on that. What do you mean a kitchen pot and disemboweled? That's probably the knife.
Okay,
part of it,
I'm like thinking. Okay, was he spending too much time reading about Jeffrey Dahmer?
Well, maybe, but they say he was undergoing a psych evaluation. That's not where I would have started with this individual. But as always, it is a zillion stories, literally, and they're all wonderful, and I can't thank you enough.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
Hopefully
that... Okay, I was a little concerned. Okay, I said, well, okay, I was going to give you a line to a concoction to drink for your car.
Thank you. That's very kind. But no, it's reflux. But how's your ankle?
I managed to actually trip over something at the time. Fortunately, I didn't do any more damage to it.
Stay in bed. You know, don't even try to get up. All right. Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate
care.
It. You too.
See you tomorrow.
Right. I hope so.
I'll see you.
Yes, a full show. All right. We will. We have a full 3 hours tomorrow, and then it's an abbreviated show again on Thursday night. And I was just reading that story about the guy with the knife and the pot, and all of a sudden my router said, threat prevention. Oh, God. Yeah. I don't think they mean from the guy with the knife and the pot, but I'll see what that's about, too. We'll talk to Chuck in Rockford, and I guess that'll pretty much be a night right here on WGN Radio.
I don't know why.
Don't know why.
There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Stormy weather.
Since me and my gal ain't been together.
Been together.
Keeps raining all the time.
All time, all time, all time, all time.
Life is bare. And gloom and misery's everywhere. It's stormy. My gal ain't been together. Keeps raining all the time.
All time, all time, all time.
Since you went away, the blues walked in and met me. If you don't come back to stay, old rocking chair will get me. And all I do is pray that the Lord above will let me.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. Well, those are the Spaniels, and that's for Danny in Chicago, who wanted some Spaniels. Pookie Hudson at his finest. They were performing at the Casbah Club in Washington, D.C., and around 1958. I was going to say how many years that was from now, but I'm too tired to add. Yeah, it's been one of those days. I had to be up at 9:30. Don't even start me. I've never seen 9:30 a.m. before. It's always a p.m. with me. But we did all sorts of things here today. Demolished a trailer and set set up a transmitter and a bunch of other things as well. So I was very grateful to the Blackhawks for keeping us up late. Chuck in Rockford, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes.
You know, I can almost relate to everything that's been in the news and what have you. I had two sisters pass away last year, and one of my sisters was involved with the Hubble telescope when she was working for the Ball Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
But she spent a year in Israel.
Oh.
And, you know, every time I'd hear one of those buses being blown up by a suicide bomber, I'd kind of get a, you know, just a
sure.
eerie feeling, you know. And then I asked her, I says, how close are you to them buses when they're getting blown up? And she says, well, we can hear them, you know, but... anyhow, I'm just wondering, you know, they have not mentioned a lot of that stuff. There's been suicide bombings going on there for, God, since, you know, the beginning of the country.
Well, even before that, you know, the dissatisfaction goes up to World War One, right after World War One, when Britain decided that and unfortunately Britain was very that way in terms of territorial. You know, we'll take over this, we'll take over the India is a fine example. In any event, peace has not been had, and of course after World War Two and the formation of Israel, it's been a powder keg ever since. And you know, this is this show is not the venue for that.
I kind of understand that, exactly,
I'll tell you, it would be fascinating. I wish what was it, Rosenberg, the guy who used to be on at night at WGN, he'd have an interesting take, no doubt.
Well, you know, when I was just a kid during World War II, my dad was working at Douglas Aircraft, and I can remember he was a union steward there, and there was a lot of communists. Of course, they were our ally at the time, but they were trying to take that union over.
Well, of course.
And my parents were quite upset because there was communists wanting to be on the ballot here, you know, and take this country over.
Of course. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's, again, if it was Milt Rosenberg, he'd be great on Extension 720, getting into the heart of this. But, of course, and it is always interesting to me how, even at that time, the Nazis were appropriately demonized, but the communists were considered to be just peachy. And the reality is, you looked at Stalin and how many deaths were involved, and it was startling. But again, I'm channeling my inner Milt Rosenberg. And I'll get off that.
I don't know. It's just, it's surprising. You know, I get a lot of things. There was some history on the Spanish Civil War, and I was surprised how much the communists were involved in that.
Sure.
And, God, they were right in the middle of it.
Sure.
But, it kind of gets me too, you know, when I was, well, in school, you know, like the first grade, the way that was when Pearl Harbor was.
Sure.
And I can remember overhearing my dad talk about some things, a place where he was working, can you believe, for about 35 cents an hour.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. Anyhow, he was making flares, you know, and we were supposed to do a thing at school, you know, to talk about what our parents were doing and that.
Yeah.
And I had mentioned, you know, got up in front of the class and that, and had mentioned my dad made flares over this fact that he was working at that time. And when we got home,
I can only imagine.
Secret.
Yeah. Well, you have ended the night, and we will talk to you soon, Chuck. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
I kind of enjoy you talking to you.
Okay, great. Well, we'll do it again soon, I hope.
Yes.
All right.
Take care.
So, yeah, the Spanish Civil War is interesting if you're interested in that kind of stuff. And not only the communist influence, but the fascist influence as well. And it found profound impact on George Orwell. So you can read all about that. Or, you know, like I say, you can channel your inner Milt Rosenberg. I'll say that's a wrap. And I'll thank Krista for keeping us on the air tonight. Couldn't have done it without her. And we thank John for screening your calls, both of them. And tomorrow night we have a full show, 3 big hours, starting at 10 o'clock right here. Until then, well, do whatever you want to do, and I'll talk to you then. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.